Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.
Welcome to True Crime to Go. What can I get for you?
Oh, yeah. Anything. Any animal will do. Just kill it.
Pull up to the second window and we'll see you next crime.
Welcome to True Crime to Go. I'm John here with Jamie, and you may have heard me giggling in there because wasn't expecting
I'm all that. Out of sorts. We got a different setup tonight, and it was my turn to do the opening. And you know what? I think it worked out for what we're talking about.
I think it did. What are we talking about?
Talking about dead cats, John. Animal cruelty is absolutely a crime. Big animal guy, love pets. Don't particularly love cats, but don't mean you should kill them. So this is a lot of cat death today. So if that's triggering to you, we'll see you later, meow. From the outside looking in, it really looked like something out of a horror movie. There are more than 400 cats that were found dead in neighborhoods across London, England.
I was going to say, London, we cannot go back to London England, Kentucky.
Their bodies were mutilated in what looked like some kind of surgical procedure.
So what was the famous case in London from like a couple hundred years ago? Jack the Ripper. So yeah. This is like Jack Cat.
Somebody's
the Ripper?
Ripping cats. Okay. Yeah. And this went on for years. And people whispered about somebody stalking cats throughout the night. And they named him the Croydon Cat Killer. And I'm sure I butchered that. Joe, I'm sorry. Joe from the UK always lets us know when we butcher stuff. The pet owners were terrified. The media ran wild with it, of course, because it's a sensational story without human death. So I think it's the best of both worlds for media. But who's doing this? Who's out there hunting animals, cats, for fun? Yeah,
that's wild, man. So you can imagine the hysteria that this called. I mean, imagine walking outside and finding your beloved cat who is deceased, but not just dead, but mutilated in a way that looked like it had been done on purpose and with surgical-like precision. Well, of course, word spread fast across communities like Croydon, and the fear crept in just as quickly. So there was somebody out there targeting these animals, and would they escalate to people next? That was a legitimate fear. And these were not wild conspiracy theories, but they were people who had real fears who were shared by a lot of different people. So those fears grew strong enough that Scotland Yard deployed an entire team of officers to get to the bottom of what was going on. And it became known as what, Jamie? Operation what?
I don't know, John. What is it? No, I think it's Operation Takai. And that was one of the strangest investigations that they would ever undertake. This all happened between 2014 and 2018, and the cases just kept piling up. Like I said, the final count was about 400 cats, with many of them missing body parts, like their heads or their tails. Other organs had been removed from others, and the pattern was almost too perfect to ignore. The idea that these injuries could have been random accidents or attacks from other animals really didn't seem likely, so the public starting to get nervous. There were petitions popping up online. Over 20,000 people signed a call to find and stop the Croydon Cat Killer. And the name itself didn't help. Naming it a killer made the entire ordeal feel probably more dangerous for humans than it was, and it created some panic.
It did create panic, and the police did about all they could. Scotland Yard combed through hours of CCTV footage. They searched for any kind of suspect they could find. They looked for cars, people, anything out of the ordinary in neighborhoods where the cats had been found. There was a dedicated team of 15 officers working on this case. They brought in forensic experts. They went door to door asking about any suspicious figures who may be around a home. But despite all of those efforts, nothing ever turned up. No suspects, no weapons, no motive, and no witnesses. In a city covered in surveillance cameras, not one image of a possible killer emerged.
Which is wild, and this is happening so often. In 2018, after 4 years of investigation and more than $170,000 spent trying to catch this cat killer, they released their findings. They had no trace of human involvement, no signs of a killer. Their conclusion was simple but shocking. The cats had died from various and sometimes different causes, natural, accidental, and the mutilations had all been the result of scavenging, specifically by red foxes. It was a hard pill to swallow for most people who had really been emotionally invested in this, the idea of a culprit to be found, of somebody to hold accountable. So a lot of people felt like this was a cop-out, but the red fox theory was not the end of the investigation.
Jamie, that's exactly what happened. So scientists wanted to take a closer look, and not just to satisfy the public outcry, but to get a clearer picture of what actually happened. So they took 32 of the dead cats. They examined their remains with modern imaging tools. They performed autopsies. But it was the testing of the DNA that really kind of solved this case. So one third of the cats showed clear signs of red fox involvement. The presence of fox DNA, puncture wounds, and tear patterns that matched typical scavenger behavior all pointed to a natural predator and not a killer with a scalpel. So the rest of the cats, many of those had died from heart failure, blunt force trauma, or car accidents, even in some cases poisoning. So it feels like there was a very large number that were mutilated by red foxes, but then every other time there was a dead cat in the area, it was attributed to the same thing.
Right. And to be fair, there are 10,000 red foxes that roam the greater London area, according to urban wildlife experts. So they are out there. They're nocturnal. They're optimistic. And they are scavengers by nature. But I think this is where we get to the big question here, John. They put so many hours in, hundreds of thousands of dollars into this investigation, only to find out that it was red foxes.
I mean, how does a team of 15 officers not conclude that on their own without even doing DNA testing?
I don't know. Because
I feel like I'm a redneck and I could look at a cat and be like, that was a surgical procedure. They removed, like, somebody cut this with a scalpel versus, hey, that thing was mauled by a fox.
We've talked about it before. I really enjoy talking about conspiracies, but I don't really buy into them. But this makes me think, was it a situation where they just needed the attention to be on something? So this story kind of blew up to gather the attention of the public so that their attention might not be elsewhere. Like, I just don't know why else you would be this invested. And again, animal cruelty is bad. It wasn't harming humans. There was no danger to society. So I don't know. I disagree with them spending this much of their resources there. And especially now, if they find out it's a human and they're able to hold them accountable, I guess it's all kind of retroactively worth it. But I don't know. I don't like it.
Have you ever seen a fox in person?
I have.
They're not as big as you would think. They're really small. I mean,
really
they're
tiny.
They're like the size of a medium-sized dog. Like, your dogs are bigger than a fox.
Oh, very much, yeah.
What animal could live in an urban setting that could do that to a human? Because I'm wondering, was Jack the Ripper just like a bobcat?
Well, I mean, recent reports say that they've solved Jack the Ripper through some DNA. I don't buy it.
I mean, but here we are talking about London police thinking that someone was out surgically mutilating cats.
We have spent 200 years on this investigation. It was a bobcat.
It was a jaguar.
Yeah, I don't know. I just thought this was interesting with the amount of resources that went into it. So, I hate the fact that this much money was used on investigating red foxes. I guess I am glad there are answers so that people, I guess I say that people aren't worried anymore, but the foxes are still out there. It's not like they did anything to remedy this.
I don't know, man.
Keep an eye on your cats.
I've only got one question for you. What does the fox say?
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, that's...
I love that song.
I think that needs to be the title of the episode, but this has been yet another crime story in 10 minutes or less.
Would you like crime with that?
You've listened to True Crime Cast, distributed by Stoveleg Media. Check out Stoveleg.com to find out more about your hosts and to find other podcasts to listen to. Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.